Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Nicola Comati here, the 73rd edition of Venice Film Festival, and today I'm joined by Grant Hill and Sophocles Taliousis. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Piacere di essere qui.
Oh, fantastic Italian, thank you. So, you're here with the latest filmic endeavor by Terrence Malick, Life's Journey, and Voyage of Time. So I constantly wondered, whilst watching as well, thinking, what could be the hardest task for a producer in this sense, both in communicating with Terrence and also in portraying this film and making this film happen? So,
well, that's why this film has a lot of producers. No, there's always enough to go around. I don't think the work is hard. The working with Terry is always a pleasure, no matter what the circumstances is, just because he's such an open, nice, intelligent, thinking sort of person. So, and that's always drawing you back. But yeah, the mixture of time spent, logistics, and time in editorial, it does take some keeping up with.
No, I believe as a producer, your job is to basically support both sides of the filmmaking process: your director, the creative person, the artist, with his vision, with his anxieties and fears and insecurities, but also with his strong will to do something. But at the same time, you speak to the financiers, the investors, the boring side of the business, which is still part of the business, and you need to keep the balance of both and protect Terry in his world and his idea and everything, and protect your director, but at the same time make this child, this baby, work in a market environment.
And it's in this day and age, it's getting harder and harder to do that. The financial sort of pressure, the changing technologies, it just takes time, effort, and people just to sort of, and to give somebody like Terry the safety and the space and the sort of to take the pressure away from to do it. As with a lot of directors that sort of operate at that level, it's about focus and about they work harder than anybody else. It's really, and the it's sort of doing that, then the producers do everything else.
And I heard also that the film's inception per se was a very kind of like a long sort of journey itself. And when did you come on board? You knew about the project beforehand, or especially talking to Terrence?
I first heard about it when we finished Thin Red Line. So that's 1988, I think. When he just brought it up out of nowhere. I had no knowledge of it up to that point. And he took me over here to his storage facility, and there are a whole lot of boxes which have been seen. But it was just this sort of slightly strange thing, because it's like going into to an anonymous storage place, not a protected place, not a sort of a controlled environment, and you go in and there's this sort of shelves and shelves and shelves of boxes, and the boxes are full of sort of books, tear outs from magazines, notes, philosophy bits and pieces, photographs, and sort of grouped into. They had the strangest thing was that there is no indexing or anything, it's piles. But Terry knew exactly where everything was. And so, in a way, there was something that was sort of quite formed in his mind at that point. And, then I learned later that it actually, it had preceded, that's when I was aware of it, but it had been being assembled for a long, long time.
Yeah, I think the most interesting story about the origin of a voyage is if you talk to Terry's wife. The first cinematography, I think he started in the 70s with some shots of the Great Barrier Reef. But if you talk to his wife, she will tell you, Terry, has been talking about this ever since I met him, and they met when they were 13 years old. So,
Well, and finally, we have the completion of it here in Venice, so I invite everybody to go and watch it, and I'm sure, you know, the whole world will make its mind up.
Please do. We look forward to it.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you for being with us, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.